Ever feel like your WordPress site is moving in slow motion? Switch to Kinsta's Managed Hosting for WordPress and watch it fly. Host your site on Google Cloud's fastest servers with worldwide data centers so your pages load instantly. Need help? WordPress experts respond in under 2 minutes and will migrate to your site for free. Try it yourself. First month free at Kinsta.com. That's Kinsta.com. Kinsta. Simply better hosting.
If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When your boy Flavor Flav counts from three, you're going to go to Cane's and you're going to order hand-battered, cooked-to-order chicken fingers. 3, 2, 1. Raising Cane's. One love.
Wake up, Lincoln.
Come on, it's 6 o'clock. Rise and shine, rise and shine.
It's time for Early Break. Brought to you by Sand Hills Global. Live from Lincoln, America. Here's Jake Sorensen.
Did seem kind of meh.
Husker Online, Steve Sippel.
Surprisingly good.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
I want to buy a couple ducks. I'm bringing two ducks to the office.
This is Early Break.
Good morning, happy Tuesday to you. Steve Sippel, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. If you like dreary, cold, rainy weather like Bill does, you're going to have
my dream day.
You're going to be a happy person today.
It's a Tuesday also, rain which all is day. Just a weird feeling day no matter what.
Why is that?
You know, just Tuesdays, that's the weirdest feeling day of all the days.
Is it?
Yeah, you just don't know quite where to go with it.
Good
yes.
Point.
Yeah, it's going to be a rainy day, so stay inside, enjoy that. I'm sure Bill will be happy. Me and Sip will be.
Well, it helps with one thing. Drought's over.
Right.
What do we get for rain? Can we get breakers?
I don't know what we have so far.
Please chime in.
Stay inside.
Stay inside. No reason to go outside today. I don't know what we
have. Stay inside.
I don't know what we have yet so far, but we have had a lot of rain.
Can't stare at the sun, though, Jake.
Nope, can't do that today. Maybe tomorrow can stare at the sun again.
I'll tell you what, there's a couple things that it is amazing about dogs is that yes. they understand day and night like immediately. They understand so many things. You just go, how do they just figure this out so easily? I'll tell you the one thing they don't understand is thunder and lightning.
No, they don't.
All of a sudden, they don't. Sugar wanted to go out last night, and I go to take her out, and it was right when the lightning was just, it was going crazy. Mm-hmm. And that did not go well for Sugar.
Approximate time, Bill?
This was about 12:45.
Okay.
Ooh.
Middle of the night. And then all of a sudden, I mean, when I let her back in, she's like, get me back inside. It was just that is not something that they understand. Thunder and lightning's a lot. Now, I didn't hear much thunder, but there was some extreme lightning going on.
Here's the deal with Bullet. He can hear thunder in the distance.
Yeah.
That's what freaks me out. Like, I'll take him to the door and he'll stop and he'll look around. I'm like, what? What's going on? And it's not, I can't even hear the thunder, but I know now it's just thunder in the distance. He can hear in Seward, he can hear it and he won't go out.
Yeah, it's like,
I'm like, come on, boy.
Yeah.
And there'll be nothing. If it's presenting itself like it did to Sugar, yeah, he's a mess.
Sugar's face is like, get me out of this right now. Right when I opened the door to get back in like that, it about knocked me over to get back inside.
Oh, she's a big dog.
Yeah, big
she
dog.
She weighs what?
Back
she's
in.
A happy dog.
Big happy dog. 70 pounds of fun.
Oh, God, I thought she'd be bigger than that.
No, no, not bigger than that. No, 70
she's
pounds.
She's got a big old face on her.
A big face.
Yeah.
Don't say that to her.
No.
She might be taking offense to that.
No, yeah, you got to be careful with that, especially females.
Yeah, exactly. Start saying.
I told a girlfriend once she had big old feet and it ruined an entire day.
Yeah, I could see that. I could see that.
I go, Kelly, you got some big old feet.
Did you call them clown feet?
No. So, yeah, it's rainy today and it's kind of the temperature's dropping. It's going to be in the 50s. Don't look at me like
After
that.
After it was 87 degrees yesterday.
Thing of beauty.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You like it?
Yes.
Don't go outside. You'll go outside, though, won't you?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I got to go outside. Yeah.
Yesterday was like a not a Bill Bush day. Today is a Bill Bush day. It was 88 degrees yesterday.
Yesterday was not Bill Bush day.
It felt like it was hotter than that. It was hot out. And then it all switched about like 7:30 or so. Then it got pretty nice again. And Sugar was glad to be back outside.
Today's Tuesday.
June 3rd.
June 3rd. Mm-hmm. We're rolling into June, aren't we?
We are. Yesterday, I played golf with a group that Bill helped set up, the Midwest Bank guys. Played with Doug Johnson.
Doug Johnson.
Travis Gunderson.
The president and owner of Midwest Bank, yes.
You played golf where?
At Hillcrest. It was the Nebraska Wesleyan Scramble.
Yes.
I did not go to Wesleyan, but I do appreciate Wesleyan. I used to live right by Wesleyan for years.
The Prairie Wolf Scramble?
Prairie Wolf Scramble was there, and I stopped over after the event. I just walked over to see some friends that were there. You'd know one, you know, for sure. You'd probably know Steve Peterson. You would have played against him. Steve Brugman was also there.
I don't remember Peterson. I remember Brugman.
So anyway, the Lincoln East was well represented. Dana Jansen was there from the Rockets from Northeast.
God, Dana Jansen.
He was there, so that was incredible to visit with him. But I got a little insight from Doug Johnson.
Go ahead and see what he
said. I had a little insight like that because Jake texted me the whole time. I won't get invited back. Every 10th round, I fall apart. And then I said,
I did say that.
Well, first of all, I texted Jake. Say that. How's it going, Jake? Not good. I text back. I said, Jake, you're the ringer.
I know. I felt bad.
And right away he goes, sometimes ringers fail. He got all upset.
I was trying to pull it together. Usually he could pull it together.
That's a good imitation of his text.
He didn't play well. And Doug's like, that's not true. Jake played really good. He goes, now, if he misses a shot, it's a complete meltdown. There's words. There is a scene.
I did not play well.
He said there's a scene going on.
Is there a scene?
Yeah, there's a scene, a little bit of a scene.
What do you do exactly?
I did not throw any clubs yesterday.
There's no clubs throw. He gets visibly upset.
That is true.
Yes.
And it happened a lot yesterday because I couldn't do anything with it.
The first thing I told Johnson, you wonder why some things struggled at state golf tournament.
I take you. I have some mental issues.
Some things can get into his head. There it was.
Mental issues.
I'm not really the most mentally strong person you've ever met.
If we were playing against Jake, if I was playing against him, oh man, it'd start right from the start. Oh, Jake, didn't know you changed your swing up. That's interesting.
just
anything like that. Why are you always double clutching like that on your back? I noticed that.
That's kind of weird hitch going on.
You just add that to it right there. Yeah. Boy, the wind, Jake. I've never seen you play well in the wind before, but maybe today's your day. You know? Oh, yeah.
No, it's kind of Doug to say that, but he can admit it was an awful performance by me. I was supposed to be the best player in the group, and I'm not sure I was even the third best player.
Sometimes ringers fail.
I tell you what, though. We play with Barry. Barry works at Midwest Bank. He's also the mayor of York.
Yes.
Played with some royalty yesterday. Barry is 62 years old. He hits it as far as I do.
Jeez.
He pounds it. I'm not saying I hit it that far, he absolutely pounds it. Doug hits it pretty well too. I didn't know Doug played baseball.
Yeah,
Doug was
Doug Johnson.
He played baseball at Wesleyan.
Oh yes. Wow!
Yeah,
lives in Pierce now.
Wow.
Yes.
Okay, who's the guy? The York mayor hits as far as you.
But Barry hits it a long ways, and Doug was keeping up with us all at, you know, late in the round too. He started to find his flow about 6-7 holes to go. And the whole group down. I'm saying that on the radio. Doug's listening. Doug, I apologize for my performance. Thank you for having me out. But
when Doug demonstrated the meltdown, though, I go, he had Jake nailed spot on. He did. He had it like that. Yeah, just
hands.
Hands.
This is a Wesleyan event.
Yes. Big event.
Interesting.
We did not win. I think we shot 12 under par, which is okay.
Pretty good.
It's not bad.
It's pretty good.
Respectable.
Did you have a league last night, too?
I did. That also was not a great performance last night.
I didn't get to see Jake afterwards. When they got done, I came over to the dinner.
Which I did have time to eat. I ate the dinner. The prime rib was excellent.
Looked incredible. I did not eat, but I was asked to eat, and I said, no, I'm fine. I just kind of hung out with a bunch of my buddies for a while.
Did you have a couple drinks?
Did not. No, did not. Just came over. Just.
I mean, that's a personal
You don't have
question.
To drink to have fun, Steve. So.
You don't. Gosh, that's a social setting on a Monday.
How'd you play last night,
Jake? I did promise my golf league partner, your friend from high school, AJ. Andy, Andrew, Martin.
Yeah. AJ.
I promised it on the radio that he beat me because he did. He beat me last night. AJ is a 7 handicap league. I play as a 0, and I got beat by my own partner last night.
What's going on with your golf game?
I shot 4 over. He shot 2 over.
Good job,
he
by Andy.
He played great. He played great. I played terrible.
So Andy kind of pulled out of his phone.
Andy beat me. I have never seen him play that well in years of knowing him. That's his best round he's ever played. Andy's and I was happy to see it.
Andy's mom and dad ran the Seven Nights, and I think he lived at the Seven Nights motel.
That would be awesome to live in a motel.
Andy, it was there. I think there. Andy can correct me on this. The house was adjoined.
That's common, I think. Yeah. It is. That's a very common situation.
He always fascinated me that way. It was right by the Happy Chef on the highway. It would have been an extraordinary life. Pool out front. Distant, like a 30-step walk to the big Happy Chef guy where you can press
the button. Yeah. Press the button. He talks to you. He's 50 feet tall.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he had like a wooden spoon in his hand.
Yeah, kind of foreboding in a way.
Yes.
Yeah. No, Happy Chef was no longer there.
Happy Chef was incredible.
Okay, how long is that?
I don't believe it's there. I don't think so. God dang! I hope it's. I hope it's not there, because I'll be wrong. I don't think it's there.
There was a guy from he was one of the brothers who was in charge of Christensen Construction, Kenny Christensen, and their family only ate at Happy Chef's on vacation. It's all they looked was just in. And then
wasn't that good?
But that's what they ate at Happy Chef. That's where they went. That was their plan.
It's a good place. I ate there a few times for sure. The pancakes were good.
I drove in today behind a station wagon.
Nice one.
Yeah, it had to be 1978. Looked like beautiful. It was a 45 year plus old car, and it was in incredible shape. It was
what color?
Kind of a maroon. Okay. Had the back seat that faced the wrong way with the giant door in the back. I'm going like. This guy has a station wagon that looks incredible. He's just whipping down O Street at 5:30 in the morning, and like nothing, like thinking no big deal. And I'm driving right behind him, going, he's driving a station wagon. This is incredible.
Greg will verify this. We saw one the other day. Yeah. It was a blue. The reason I asked the color, because I wonder if it was the same person. It's not. This one was blue, and it had fat tires on the back. Fats on the back. It was like a.
There's two cars that stand out. Probably the car that stands out the most in the history of cars to me. Like that would be from, again, the 70s, the El Camino.
Oh, God.
I saw one 2 days ago.
A car / pickup. Just think about that. What do you guys want to do? Just give me the El Camino. I want a half car. I want a half pickup.
Hatchback. I mean, you can't sit in a, like.
No. It was simply a two-door car, but it also had, but it's kind of like, hey, work up front, party in the back. It's kind of what it was.
El Camino.
The El Camino. I'll have an El Camino, please.
You don't see them anymore.
No, and they're. Wish they'd someone bring that back, because I'd buy an El Camino right now.
God dang, they're cool. They're cool.
And then just saying, there was like one or two El Caminos in your town growing up. There was always one, someone that,
for sure.
Yeah, he drives the El Camino. And it was like, when you made that commitment, that's a big
commitment.
Were
they well-to-do at that point, would you say, El Camino drivers?
That was kind of middle.
What was the statement for them?
Mid?
Yeah, it wasn't. What would you?
What was the societal statement it with wasn't, El Camino?
It didn't
stand you apart one way or the other.
No.
Much. No, it was right in the
kind
middle.
Kind of down the middle.
Right down the middle.
But like, it was, your dad could have had one. My dad could have had one.
Yeah.
But not a family, though. You wouldn't see a family, generally. No.
And also, they were also sometimes kind of tricked out a little bit.
Yeah.
Sometimes the El Camino, you might see the fat tires on an El Camino. That would happen.
Now, there's a car I'm trying to draw that you would have liked to back then.
Was it a Barracuda?
No. Let's not do this. I'll think of it later. El Caminos, though, were... You don't see
It was better times.
Oh, my God.
Better
don't
times.
Get me started on that.
Better times. The El Camino and station wagons.
Station wagons.
Remember, one of the standard station wagon was, most of them were blue, but then wood panel. Let's make our car look wood.
Brownish.
Incredible.
Yeah, brownish. Yeah. Let's make our car look like wood, like we made out of wood. And that's what
we're
going to do.
I think the Brady's had that.
The Brady branch had that, yes. There was kind of a tannish one that they had.
They didn't have the wood on it.
I don't think they had the wood, though. Okay. They didn't have the wood.
We had back-to-back different texts that says, the El Camino is the mullet of the auto industry.
I hate to put that tag on it, but...
A little bit. Like I said, it's kind of... But the El Camino is that's something right now. If someone drove by, Jake, you'd be like, oh, that's interesting. And me and Steve would be, we'd want to stop them. We'd want to go out and wave them down. If they were right there at the light, we'd wave them to come in.
Yeah.
Talk to him about where'd you get it. Walk me through this plan you had.
It'd be nice if somebody could do that.
Yeah, actually. Somebody has an El Camino. If they could drive it down to the station, we'd really appreciate that.
Yeah, with a flare gun.
With the flare gun. Well, that was a big thing too. I talked with Olson Associates Engineering Company. I talked to Ryan Beckman, former president, still runs the entire place. So he Ryan Beckman invented Olson.
He did.
He invented Olson Engineering.
Okay, what did he say?
And he said that he almost drove off the side of the road for Flair Day. He said, he goes, I met with him the other day, we were talking about something, I leave, and he goes, FYI, I about drove off the road talking about Flair Day. But where to get flares, how to buy the gun, everything about
it. Kind of expensive. It'll be a $100 deal.
$100 deal. You'll be invested in this.
The one person, Peoria.
Yes.
Nobody.
So really? Flair Day will happen.
Nobody.
Thank you to Ryan Beckman, inventor of Olson Engineering.
Yeah, he clues you in, but that's we're angling for September on that.
September, yes, it's going to be a fall night because here's the reason why you want to be. We don't want people have to wait up till 9 o'clock
right now.
Right now, don't do that. Like, so we want to make listen, sun's down at 7:01, so
you can do it then.
Like at 7:14 is the official time for flare day.
Yeah.
So
if you're a breaker, we'd like you to fire a flare up.
If there's a breaker out there, somebody can do this math for us right there. Find out when the first time that sunset will be at 7:01. That's what I'd like to know.
Here's the deal. I would, if I were going to do it, I'd start planning because it's not, you got to get flares and I don't think it's a conventional gun. It's something that shoots flares. I don't know if I'd call it. Is it a flare gun? Is that what we're talking about?
It's a flare gun. 100%.
Is it?
Yes.
Well, you got to get flares too. Yeah. And I think might be 35 bucks.
If you have some kids, I want them all to shoot one off, I would think. You know, fire one.
That's going to get expensive.
It does get pricey.
I wonder if we'll probably have to let some people in security know that the city of Lincoln's okay.
Oh, no.
Or the people,
no.
You don't think so? Let them know.
Ask for forgiveness.
Yes, okay. I'm with that. Okay.
Yeah. Ask we don't for need to tell people that. No, I don't think we can tell
all
the authorities.
Imagine all the flares going on like that. We saw 1,000 flares go off.
I don't think we want to tell the authorities. We want to ask for forgiveness afterwards.
Yes, we're sorry.
Yeah. There's nothing. I don't think there's any harm, and there's nothing that would.
So it's a no harm,
dangerous.
No foul, you're saying.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, it's just a bunch of breakers firing flare guns at one time. Yeah. And we want it to happen all over the country.
Yes.
Right? And there might be one Alaska, guy in Peoria.
Be guy in Alaska, possibly. Someone in Hawaii,
but wouldn't it be fun if you're in Peoria to shoot one up and see if there's anybody else?
All of a sudden, four more go up at 7:14.
How about that? Yeah, what if one goes off, like, in the distance?
Next thing you know, they're meeting somewhere.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, it's like, we are the world. And it's like, are you kidding me? I had no idea that you guys, you live six blocks over and you're a breaker.
Right.
I had no idea. In Peoria.
Texas says September 30th will be a 7:01 sunset.
Thank you.
That's perfect. End of September.
End of September. Perfect. 7:01 sunset, 7:14.
Should we do it September 30th?
Well, no, we want to go a little bit later. So we want to go with a 7:14.
October.
Oh. So we're going to early October.
We can go into October. There's nothing that says we have to do September.
If you're a lineman in charge of keeping the lights on, Granger understands that you go to great lengths and sometimes heights to ensure the power is always flowing, which is why you can count on Granger for professional-grade products and next-day delivery. So you have everything you need to get the job done. Call 1-800-GRANGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365, because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply. Available in app only.
If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRANGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You want to go early October on this?
Early October.
Okay. See, yeah, I think that's a good idea.
Breakers, chime in. If they want to throw a date out, we're willing to listen.
It gives people a chance to buy the flare guns, which is not...
They have months now for that.
What website did they want to go to figure out that sunset was 7:01? I wonder if he just Googled that simple.
Probably.
What he might have a farmer's almanac, possibly.
Could have an almanac. You're right.
Could have that.
Listen to Jake. Might have a farmer's almanac.
He could. By the way, before we get out of it, this sounds a little morbid.
What?
IQ Crew says, this does sound morbid, but the head of the OG Columbus Happy Chef can be seen south of town, a mile or two east of 81.
Why is that morbid?
Because so it's been taken away from its spot. It's
headless.
The head of the OG Columbus Happy Chef can be seen south of town, a mile or two east of 81.
I thought you meant you could see the head from there.
No, it's been wonder if it's if it was purchased and placed like at someone's farm, or all of a sudden someone how you imagine? Do you imagine if on your farm you had the complete 50-foot tall Happy Chef just right by the barn? I mean, that would be,
you'd be the envy of people for miles.
Miles. I mean, people would drive, their neighbors would be very upset. Well, here comes the traffic again.
Yeah.
Coming to see Happy Chef.
Yeah, now there's little kids getting out, and you could still activate the button.
If the button still worked and he still talked to you, that would be right by the barn.
Jake, it was a big deal in Columbus.
It was a big deal. Happy Chef.
Yeah, I'd ride my bike up there and do it.
What was that?
Right up over by where Andy.
What were those times called?
Way better times.
Way better times.
Yeah. Oh, Jake, don't get me started on that right now.
What'd the t-shirt say, Steve?
That Tamara made us? Tamara's made us these t-shirts. Yeah. And they're actually liners like you'd wear under a baseball uniform.
Yes.
And it said, sports talk and better times.
There's some idle chit-chat today. It's almost getting darker out. Isn't it better?
Look at Bill. It's getting darker.
It is. There's water standing.
Bill, it's going to get darker and colder.
That's what I want to see. Oh, it's incredible.
Bill's a happy man.
I am very, very happy.
You are. There's a friend. There's a breaker. I'm glad. I think tomorrow you're going to be happy, too. And then it's
kind of... Can't confirm that.
It appeared there's a pretty wide swath of rain that came through Nebraska yesterday.
Okay.
It was almost, you know, north and south, border to border.
This went
all the way up into South Dakota, all the way into Canada. I mean, it came across as a wide... I think everyone in the state got some form of rain yesterday. Yeah. And we needed it.
We did need that.
Did we need it?
We always need it. Just keep taking the rain. Yes.
That is Idle Chit Chat, sponsored by 738 Eggs.
738!
Joey Robeson and the team. If you need seed, chemicals, fertilizer, or someone to run the sprayer for you, 738 Ag runs the whole show, custom application included with Joey Robeson.
What's the one thing people talk about with, I know that Troy Dannon was big in this, and what's one very, very unique thing that is made famous by Nebraska football?
I don't know.
Any idea? The walk-on program.
Yeah.
The walk-on program, and those that have came as walk-ons that were highly successful like that and came with grit. That's Joey Robeson.
Oh.
He's the grit master. He's the absolute grit master. How about that's you're going to be dealing with when you're going to go, hey, we need seed, we need fertilizer, we need sun. Who's going to spray it? Joey does it himself.
Jeez.
Who's going to deliver the seed? Joey does it himself. 738's where he grew out like that night, grew up. And I know yesterday you pressed me. I didn't want to hit it all in one time, but that's Bertrand. That's Bertrand, yes.
Out by Holdridge.
Out by Holdridge, yes. So he's probably...
That's where he's at.
He's also probably been there to see, is it Faceless Freddy?
He probably has.
He's probably seen Faceless Freddy.
At the speakeasy in Sacramento near Holdridge.
How about having the grit of Nebraska? Then why do you think the company's going so well? It's because he was a walk-on here at Nebraska.
Good one.
It became a star. He became an absolute star.
Did he play all the special teams?
All four. He was on all four units. Yeah, Joey could do it all. And also, like you said, coach me, coach. What do you want done? There was never a time like, huh, what are you doing, Bill? Oh, I got to meet with Robeson, try to get him right, see if he'll practice hard today. No, does everything full speed. So if you want your life to turn around,
hit him right.
The 738.
738ag.com. By the way, Sip, you nailed this number yesterday. You said, wasn't he number 19?
Yeah.
He was number 19. You remembered it.
Yes.
Joey, I remembered your number. It's amazing. I usually don't do that. I'm not very good at
numbers. No, you're not.
One thing I can remember well. He's just all me up or something like that.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, what's up, 2-1?
Yeah.
I remember the numbers so well. Which I think would have drove me nuts. I believe was there even numbers on their jersey? I don't think at North Carolina in spring ball. Oh, there's even numbers on their jerseys. And so I'm like, as a special teams guy, it would drive me nuts. Yeah, it'd be like, it's like, really? I don't know. I can't find these guys.
Like
21. 21. Is that Derek Brown?
What's that? Derek Brown was 21.
Bam.
Look at Sip.
Yeah. I believe he was out of Anaheim, California,
if I'm correct.
He came in as a prop 48 the same year as Johnny Mitchell.
Is that right? The
tight end, first round draft pick.
I'm going to verify this. I think you're right.
Yeah.
Derek Brown, number 21.
Anaheim.
I don't remember what number Johnny Mitchell was, for instance.
I'm drawing a blank on that, too, in the 80s. I'm kind of, why am I forgetting that
Come
for a
on.
Second? But I will, but you kind of pressed me on something there.
Yeah, I know. It's not fair, really. Here it is, though. I'm going to get it for you, Johnny Mitchell. Johnny Mitchell. This is Idle Chit Chat, still Jake, sponsored by
738A.
Yeah, we should have known this, by the way. It's 86.
What's that?
86.
Yeah, I should have known that. It didn't resonate with me real hard. That Derek Brown hit me immediately. Yeah. And I believe, checking what high school he's from, was he from
Derek
Survey?
Brown, I'm on it. Was I'm on it. Idle Chit Chat, sponsored by
738A.
The grit of Husker, Joey Robeson.
And yes. Now, okay, Derek Brown was number 21. He was from La Habra.
La Habra, okay.
La Habra, California.
Yeah, California.
Probably
yeah.
near Anaheim.
Yeah.
Let's just do that.
Yeah.
Distance.
Distance from
La Habra, Anaheim. Jake.
I swore it was Anaheim. I really did.
We're just trying to learn some things on the show.
George Darlington.
Doing research here.
Oh, it comes
live research.
The thing, when you type in La Habra 2, Anaheim comes up first. So it must be really close.
Yes, must be.
Oh, hell. It's 15 minutes.
Yeah.
It's 7.8 miles.
It is Anaheim.
Anaheim.
Thank you. I feel better about myself. George Darlington, I feel great, too, about recruiting Derek.
100%. You were right. You were basically right.
He was rolling the same time that Calvin Jones was rolling.
Yes, they had it going.
Yes.
I mean, they really had it going at running back for a long period. Long period, Jake. Those guys were good.
That was some good live research on the show. It's nice. Just
La Habra?
Quick search.
La Habra to Anaheim is right.
I'm just glad I remember
it is Anaheim.
Anaheim. Yes.
Yeah, it's just north. It's just due north. La Habra's due north of Anaheim. So so Anaheim's.
Apologize for thinking it potentially could have been Servite. That was wrong of me. That's okay. I'll be better.
We figured it out.
Yeah, and I think we basically did know Johnny Mitchell's number. I almost said
I would have got it. I would say this if we just would have hung in there, but you always press so hard for an answer right away.
Well, we want to keep it moving.
We do.
Johnny Mitchell. Johnny Mitchell.
Everywhere you look in terms of media this month says busy, busy, busy with recruiting. We know there's a big camp this week at Nebraska. Throughout the month, it's busy. We asked this to Bill last year. I just want to revisit it again, but as a coach, is June the most difficult month of the year? Is it fall camp? How busy does June get? How crazy does June get, Bill?
No, there's two things with it. It's the most busy and it's the most annoying on top of it because there's zero time off. Like I said, there's times when you have official visitors on the same day you have a camp. And so it's just the organization of how the day goes, but it is a, let's just say that if you want to get any sort of fitness in yourself, go in at 4 o'clock. 4 a.m. is your only chance. 4 a.m. is your only chance because there's a good chance that at 12 o'clock that night you're still up, but you're still recruiting at that time of night. So you're going to sleep 3 to 4 hours tops during that time.
Really?
During the season, it gets very hectic, but you're playing. And that's the reason you do all the stuff you do is to have a season.
Yeah.
And I'm coaching my guys. This part I really enjoy, that part of it. So June is a complete grind. And it used to be, way different. And I remember back when we'd have these meetings, say there'd be a camp on Thursday at LSU. And today Ed Ogeron would go through the board. Every board, everyone. Is he showing up because they had to come to camp. Now, Then how are they getting to camp? How is this going to happen? They have to come to camp. Now it's simple. People just get paid to come to camp. So they're going to come to camp, and so it's not near as hard to have all those things.
Players
happen.
Get paid.
People. I mean, that's the word on the street. I mean, correct? Am I wrong?
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you're the one that told me, so that's why I said there's ways for players now to be able to do that.
Tater says, so it's safe to say that June is a cluster bleep then in recruiting.
It's a somewhat organized, it's just really long. And also you spend a lot of time, like I said, all of a sudden you might be all of a sudden just coaching a sophomore from Wymore Southern. And at the same time you have people that probably are not a Division I player, but you're going to give them all the time because they paid to come to camp. Mm-hmm. So you do all your work with them, which is normal. Every coach would do a great job of that. Then you have players in the camp that you have to be working with and evaluating. And then you also have official visitors in at the same time. So that's where it all kind of adds up.
Sip, what is your requirement this month? Because you've already been to a camp last Friday. When did you go to the camp?
It was Sunday.
Sunday. Yeah. Are you going to be at the Boneyard event this week?
Yeah. I mean, I go. I mean, you got to look at, yeah, I go. I mean, my duties are just to go, write stuff. I mean, it was...
Need a little more. Need a little more.
What are you going to report on?
Yeah.
I don't know. I wrote about Trey Taylor yesterday. I don't know. I got to wait to see what the Boneyard looks like. That's Friday. Then there's another camp Sunday. Sean handles most of it. I'm just kind of there for moral support.
Important.
And check things out. You know, I like watching the quarterbacks. Taylor's really good, and it's just good to see him. And not only good to see those guys, you get to see the guys on the current team, which is almost as valuable to me as just watching the camp, because we don't see the guys on the current team nearly as much as we used to. I mean, you used to cover a lot more practice. You used to do in-person interviews, like one-on-one interviews. You don't do that anymore.
When you said you see the current team, are they you see them coaching, or you see them actually out practicing? I'm a little confused on this.
Well, it depends who you're talking about. Like, it was interesting to see Dylan helping coach the quarterbacks at the camp. Yeah. In fact, they pulled a few of the sort of the more elite ones off to the side, and Dylan was working with them now. But not all the guys are working with the camp. They're just there. I mean, they're just kind of there. But there's a lot of them. Like, it's, I don't know, half the team is there. And I would say some, definitely some are in a coaching mode. Like, they're helping with drills. And some are just there, like me, just kind of there to watch and offer support. But I don't see them. Like, I was standing right by Jalen George. I always wonder, is he big enough? Yeah, I'm standing right next to him. Yeah, he's big enough. It's just things like that I can... And you sort of wonder about guys injury wise. Then you see him, and the kid has a boot on, so he's hurt. Or the kid doesn't have anything on; he's probably fine. But I don't. It's very valuable for me just to lay eyes on guys that I have never seen before. You know, it seems like a small thing, but it's not. I mean, the first time I saw Marquise Watts and Trent, I thought he was way too small. To play inside linebacker. The second time I saw him, I was like, "Oh no, he's fine, he's fine." I saw him in a big bulky coat at a speaking event. But then when I saw him in like his football stuff, I'm like, "Oh no, he's plenty. He's fine."
You thought the coat he was big.
He's not very tall, but he's stout. So I don't know. I'll have to write some stuff. Not a ton though. This is usually when we were those last 2 years. I'd be gone right now because we went to Belton and Houston to those camps.
I forgot about that.
Yeah, I kind of missed going down there. That was fun because you had full access to the coaches. But again, you have a little more access to the coaches. You don't get to talk to the coaches very much anymore either. But I stood there with Donovan the other day, Donovan Raiola, and it's valuable. I mean, you kind of pick up a lot. So I like it. I kind of like it, actually.
So if you guys want to know what's going on, log into On3 and see what Steve has to write.
Rick Sean. I write a little bit, but Sean loves covering camps. He's really good at it. It's not easy because they just don't hand you information. You got to figure stuff out on your own. But it's really valuable. And for me, seeing Trey Taylor is really valuable. He jumps off the page. If this was better times, people would be talking about it more. But now people are really cynical, and they're like, will he even be here? Guarantee you he'll be here. People are cynical about recruiting rankings, all of that, which is fine. But I'm not cynical about him. I mean, they got a good quarterback. He's a 4-star, and he'll probably get to be a 5-star. He's a good one. Big, strong kid.
There's this week too.
You look at me like I'm crazy now. Just,
sometimes it happens. When we come back, an update on Bill Belichick in North Carolina.
Bill Belichick.
Next, an early break on the ticket.
If you're a lineman in charge of keeping the lights on, Granger understands that you go to great lengths and sometimes heights to ensure the power is always flowing. Which is why you can count on Grainger for professional-grade products and next-day delivery, so you have everything you need to get the job done. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365, because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply. Available in app only.